here's a story from The World.
The turmoil in Washington is what most people are focused on, but the world keeps spinning. We've got one story now that might have been overlooked. The World's Roopa Shenoy reports on a development in the long-running standoff over the future of Tibetan Buddhism.
2020 marked 70 years of Chinese occupation of Tibet, and the Tibetan government in exile says the situation in the country is only getting worse. They say in the last 6 months, Beijing has forced more than 500,000 rural Tibetans into military-style training camps, similar to the ones holding Uyghurs in Xinjiang.
China has essentially locked down, closed off a really significant portion of the world. I mean, Tibet is not a small mountain kingdom. It's a vast area.
Canadian Tibetan Laden Taitong directs the Tibet Action Institute.
Tibetans inside desperately are hoping for some stronger, you know, global support and intervention.
It's taken years of rare bipartisan cooperation, but now the U.S. has quietly taken a step that draws a red line for the Chinese in Tibet. The policy change was buried in the $900 billion spending bill President Trump signed late last month. It says that if Chinese Communist Party officials try to interfere with the reincarnation process of the Dalai Lama, the U.S. will impose economic and visa sanctions.
This, for Tibetans, is a huge win because it sets sort of a precedent globally that it's one thing to tell the Chinese government, as many governments do, that this shouldn't be done and that they shouldn't do this, but to actually put some consequences, real consequences, just changes the game.
To truly understand the significance of what the U.S. has done, we have to back up a bit for some context. At 85 years old, the current Dalai Lama remains Tibetan Buddhism's supreme spiritual authority. The title of the reincarnated leader who will succeed him is the Panchen Lama. The monk who was first identified as the current Dalai Lama's Panchen Lama successor died suddenly in 1989. Soon after, the Dalai Lama identified the young boy with the Panchen Lama's reincarnated spirit, who would be his new successor. But within days, that boy disappeared.
He, along with his parents, were last seen in May 1995. He was then 6 years old.
This is a documentary narrated by actor Patrick Stewart for the International Campaign to Free Tibet. Their cause has drawn a lot of support, as the boy the Dalai Lama named Panchen Lama has reportedly been held in Chinese state custody. Meanwhile, Communist Party officials chose another boy as the Panchen Lama, naming him the Dalai Lama's successor.
The boy chosen by the Chinese government is not accepted by the Tibetan Buddhists.
But over the years, Chinese state media has featured videos of thousands of people gathering to see its Panchen Lama. These were his greetings on the 2020 Tibetan New Year.
I wish and pray for the prosperity of our country. I wish and pray for the health and well-being for our people.
Puchung Tering, vice president of the International Campaign for Tibet, says if that man became the Dalai Lama, China would seek to control millions of followers across the world through him.
The U.S. government is mainly saying that the Chinese government should respect Tibetan Buddhist tradition.
Tering helped shape the new U.S. policy that would punish Chinese officials if they try to install their successor when the Dalai Lama dies.
The Chinese government now has got the message that they will not have an easy path of asserting their authority if they plan to do that.
The new policy also instructs the State Department to deny China any new consulates in the U.S. until a U.S. consulate is established in the Tibetan capital, Lhasa.
It has a political message of telling the Tibetan people the United States is very much to act as a watchdog on the Chinese government's policies.
China has responded angrily, saying the U.S. is interfering with its internal issues. For his part, the Dalai Lama has told the BBC that he'd rather see his position end than be controlled by China.
So much better. The century-old tradition cease at the time of quite popular Dalai Lama.
For The World, I'm Roopa Shenoy.